Hello, everyone. We have a 95-million-year-old garfish fossil here. This fossil was found in Lebanon, which is a location where other fish species, like the thornback, are found. You can come across fish fossils very often. They're easily found there. The garfish fossil you see here in my right hand has a thick layer. Let me show you a sideward view. Its contour is refined and made flat by cutting. However, when it is taken out of the lower layer, it is quite broken and then affixed. But the fossils are as such. If one is not careful while taking them out, they can be broken. But this is in two pieces, and I am combining them together like this. As you can see here, this has the classical thin and tall garfish appearance. And this shows us that these garfish were the same 95 million years ago as they are today. This shows us there was no change. Garfish are very tall, thin, and very quick swimmers. Their length can be up to 1 meter, and they can live for about 18 years. When they are caught or when they are in danger, they have the ability to make an escape to the surface of the water by swimming in a zigzag fashion. Maybe they take this name after their swimming style. But whether it is 1 meter or 10 centimeters long, when a garfish is examined from the head right down to their scales, it is seen that there is no change at all. There is no change in their bodies, even though millions or billions of years have passed. This garfish fossil is also an example of this. Here we have a garfish taken out from a thick layer. There are many examples of garfish fossils, but when we look at every single one of them, we see that there is no change. You may think, how can a fish in the sea have a fossil? This is how it happens. There was once an inland sea in central Anatolia thousands of years ago. As a result of a major earthquake, this sea in central Anatolia poured into the seas around the Mediterranean and the Black Sea. But the central Anatolia region was no longer an inland sea. Thanks to this, all the fossils of the fish living there were found by people who were having a picnic in the central Anatolian region and the Toros Mountains, or by people visiting the Bepazari district of Ankara. These fish are also like this. Since the seabed is of soft composition, it can be fossilized very easily. With the following earthquakes, the sea dries and becomes close to the earth. Thus, paleontologists can easily excavate and display these. Sometimes they are broken like this when they're taken out. They affix these and display them also. So, we have introduced the garfish fossil today.